When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP launching maximum enforcement period on Halloween. Nipomo man sentenced for possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a Nipomo man has been sentenced to 8 years in state prison for possession and distribution of thousands of images of child sexual abuse material. The DA's office says the investigation began on March 13th, when a county sheriff deputy observed the defendant, Gregory Allen Cordman, engaged in lewd conduct in his vehicle on the side of the road in Nipomo. An investigation led to the discovery of more than 3,000 videos of child sexual abuse material on Cordman's cell phone and gateway computer. He was actively transmitting his material to other individuals as well. The DA's office says this material also includes extremely disturbing content, depicting sadism, masochism, and violence against infants, toddlers, and young children. Written statements and audio recordings from Cornman expresses great detail on his desires to kidnap, rape, and torture young children. Cornman faces a maximum punishment due to these crimes. The California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period will start at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 31st, and will go through 6 a.m. on Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or a combination can lead to serious consequences and penalties. On average, more than 800 fatal crashes involving impaired drivers claim over 900 lives each year in California. Drivers arrested for DUI face a suspended license, fines and penalties, mandatory DUI education programs, and jail time. Paso Robles School Board once again votes against discussion for resolution on transgender youth. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. In the previous Paso Robles School Board meeting, Trustee Kenny Enney attempted a motion for a future discussion item regarding transgender students in girls' locker rooms, bathrooms, and sports. The motion failed to pass each time, 4 votes no, 3 votes yes. The issue was once again brought forward by members of the public during public comment in yesterday's meeting and Trustee Kenny Enney during board discussion at the end. The temperature of the discussion was turned up during its end, with Trustees Kenny Enney, Jim Cogan, Lorne McCoy, and Sandra Williams all firing back and forth. Here's the tail end of that discussion now, with Trustees Enney and Cogan speaking.
The teachers were fired for refusing to use preferred pronouns. That's become a class action lawsuit.
Right. Those fact patterns are relevant.
Well, let me finish.
And we're Tapia
versus
Kenny. We're wasting our time. We're wasting.
Said they weren't
time.
In the state. I'm reading them to you. You had Tapia versus Aruba.
Those aren't up.
$360,000 settlement.
You're not a lawyer, so you don't understand that. But it's those fact patterns do not match what you're asking. So, as a one last time, because we have legal, opinion that says we don't have to keep wasting time having the same conversation. We can do one more vote so that you can put it on social media and
I've got another resolution after this.
I'd like to call for the vote.
Once again, the motion failed to pass 4-3. Councilmember Steve Gregory will be holding office hours this morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Just Baked, 725 12th Street, Paso Robles. Councilmember Gregory said these informal, casual meetings are held to allow for positive and open conversation. Quote, "It is important to me that residents feel heard and have access to their elected officials," he said. Councilmember Gregory also encourages residents to reach out directly to him with immediate concerns via email, sgregory@prcity.com. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting 2 holiday-themed shows this coming fall for families to enjoy. Applause Children's Theater, or ACT, is a local theater nonprofit organization that helps nurture aspiring young actors in the community to help them gain valuable performance skills and knowledge in theater. Here's Vicki Mullen, the director of the 2 upcoming shows and founder of ACT, on the success some of the students she's had.
I've had children that have been in my theater who have now gone on to graduate from AMDA, which is the best theater program in New York, and now they're working in the industry, and one graduated from our theater and they're at Cal Poly becoming a theater teacher and majoring in theater, and there's one at PCPA, and just watching the little ones that we have start at maybe 7 years old and then they just did an advanced production as a lead, just such an amazing growth.
The 2 shows this fall are The Sound of Music and Charlie Brown Christmas. The Sound of Music will be held Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, with 3 different showtimes. Charlie Brown Christmas will be Saturday, November 22nd, with showtimes at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Here's Vicki once more, highlighting some of the actors for the 2 shows.
Well, first of all, the young boy that plays Charlie Brown, Colin Ross, this is his first lead. He has just been amazing. He just comes to life, and this is a child who really has found his spot. We have a little girl in the theater. Her name is Emily. And then the other little girl, Sophia, they both play the part of Lucy. And they, too, are just beyond their years in their acting and singing. As far as Sound of Music, our leading character, J.C. Miller, she's been trained in opera since she's been here with a local vocal coach. You could close your eyes and believe that Julie Andrews is on the stage, but she brings her own to it as well. Her voice is just amazing.
For tickets, you can go to applausechildrenstheater.com, and it also has more information on showtimes. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-2 in Game 4 of the World Series. The teams are now tied 2-2. Game 5 is tonight. In the NFL, tomorrow the Ravens will face the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news, major layoffs announced by companies like Amazon, Salesforce, and UPS, all citing investments in AI. In Santa Clara, NVIDIA CEO Anson Wang says it's just the beginning.
AI is so smart that anybody could use it. And if you don't know how to use AI, just ask AI.
He says Americans won't lose their jobs to AI itself, but will lose jobs to those who know how to use AI. We're learning more about the shooting death of an allegedly armed suspect in San Jose. Santa Clara County Sheriff Bob Johnson says a traffic stop led to a two-hour standoff, the suspect allegedly charging at deputies with a knife.
He was running at the deputies. There is no misunderstanding in my mind of what his intention was.
Two deputies opened fire and killed the suspect after first firing non-lethal pepper balls and rubber bullets. The Dodgers lose Game 4 of the World Series to the Blue Jays 6-2 at Dodger Stadium. That loss means the series will end in Toronto, Game 5 at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Tempted to decorate for the holidays early? We like your style. Right now at Kohl's, save 20% on decor, hosting essentials and more. Plus, get $10 off $50 spent. So go ahead, hang up that wreath, swap out those couch pillows for ones with snowflakes. And while others are panic shopping later, you'll already be cozied up feeling pretty great about these early Kohl's deals. Select styles. Offers end November 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.tv.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Californians searching supermarkets for the perfect pumpkin this week are likely to select a squash grown by Brian Von Groningen, co-owner and vice president of Crops and Soils at Von Groningen and Sons in Manteca, or by another farmer in San Joaquin County, which produces most of the pumpkins sold in the state. "We get the warm temperatures in the daytime and cooler nights," Van Groningen said. "The plants thrive in those conditions." The fourth-generation farmer grows 55 different pumpkin varieties and sells as many as 10 million pumpkins a year. Varieties include the Knucklehead and Warty Mignon, both covered in unsightly bumps. The Fairy Tale, flat and round with deep ribs, and the Big Mac, weighing in at up to 120 pounds. "I'd say we have every color except for maybe purple," Van Groningen said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic hazard on the U.S. 101 North, just north of the Highway 46 East intersection in Paso Robles. CHP says a ladder is in the fast lane. They have a unit en route right now. This was first reported at about 7:12 this morning. Again, at about 7:12 this morning, CHP received a report of a traffic hazard on the U.S. 101 North, just north of the Highway 46 East intersection in Paso Robles. A ladder was reported to be in the fast lane. CHP has a unit en route right now. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price, whether it's home, auto, life, or business. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers. Low 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. The NASDAQ opened in record territory. Investors are waiting for the Fed meeting to wrap up. The Fed's expected to lower interest rates by a quarter of a percent. NVIDIA shares were up 4%, boosting its intraday value to $5 trillion. It's the first company to reach that milestone. There's optimism that President Trump's meeting with China's leader Xi could result in resuming chip deliveries to China for NVIDIA. Boeing is reporting progress with production production of its 737 MAX jets, but had expenses in the recent quarter related to its wide-body 777X delays. Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft all report earnings today after the Wall Street close. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved, and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at cajons.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that as well. 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, sound off. Excuse me, Karen will have on Kimberly Caldwell. They will be discussing registration of Democrat voters while Republican voter registration, according to this, is skyrocketing. So, just in time for Prop 50 vote coming up, not too far from now, or not too many days from now. All righty, let's see here on the text. School lawyer must be like Oz, great and powerful and anonymous. All right, Jenny from Forrest Gump. I don't know who that character is. I've watched that movie for about 3 minutes. Chris, have you seen Forrest Gump?
I did.
Who was Jenny?
That's Forrest's childhood friend and love interest.
Is she a bad person?
That's a little bit ambiguous. She has a very troubled past with an abusive father in her childhood. So when she and Forrest graduate high school and college, they kind of go on two very different paths, where he becomes a Vietnam War veteran because he gets drafted, and she goes down the hippie lifestyle with a lot of drugs, sex, and alcohol.
So I guess this person thought that Jenny from Forrest Gump would be one of the most top villains of all time.
I don't know about that. She eventually redeems herself because she admits to Forrest that she was just in a very dark place in that time of her life.
Okay, because we know Dracula didn't redeem himself. All right, so. Okay, well, thanks for that. Let's see here. Another text. Mr. Grogan seems to be getting very sassy towards with Kenny. Seems very unprofessional with the Facebook quip. Reminds me of the Lars Larson liner. That's a special kind of stupid. All right. Well, thank you for that text. This is what took place at the city council meeting last night. The school board meeting. So they have the meeting today or this morning with Steve Gregory?
Yes, the informal office hours, I guess you can also call it, at okay. Just Baked.
Okay, since Beal had them and others have had them before, and they want to meet the public because they just want to get to know what's going on. They want to listen to you and so forth. You need to be heard and accept. So if any of you go today, you might want to ask a direct question to the councilman. How much did the city of Paso Robles pay overall for the lawsuit regarding the Tribune and Chris Bausch? Now, the city of Paso Robles spent nearly $200,000 on its own legal fees in the public records lawsuit. Now, this puts the grand total that the city expends towards the claims and lawsuits related to the fallout of the harassment allegations against Bausch at more than $841,000. Remember, Chris Bausch got blamed for this by Mayor Hammond. Okay. So, you know, again, this goes back, but this is taxpayer money. And the Tribune had submitted requests for records. If you remember the harassment allegations made against Bausch in a $2.2 million claim filed by then Cry Lewis. Now, as part of the legal settlement, you got to follow the numbers here. The city agreed to pay $250,000 towards the Tribune's legal fees and $27,000 towards Chris Bausch's legal fees. Now, if you remember, the city made it clear that the expenses would be extracted from the city's general fund, which comes, of course, directly from you, the taxpayers. Those expenses were in addition to the over $365,000 the city paid to settle Lewis's claim in January, resulting in him, gone. Now, about $145,000, I'm rounding these out, came from the city's general fund, while $220,000 was paid by the city's insurance. Okay? So, as of September, the Tribune had reported that the city's cost to be around $643,000. But now, invoice records obtained by the Tribune through public records requests show that the city's expenses were well in excess of that amount. Folks, it's your money. It's your money. And they want more. They need more. Okay? This is over $800,000. Over $800,000. So you have that general fund. Well, Kevin, in a city budget of X amount of million, what's $800,000? Oh, it's $800,000 is what it is. And for what? For what? And the bigger question is, why? Why? And then we have the school board, who apparently thinks it's okay for boys to go in girls' locker rooms, bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera. They're looking for one of three bonds, all over $100 million. This is after the, just 9 years ago, $95 million. And they're in the hole, and the numbers are bad, and they want more money. This is ongoing throughout California, not just here in darn near paradise. So it never ends, I guess, is the word that we have to stay on top of this. We must stay on top of this. Also, we have restaurants, California. Remember, again, our politicians like to say that they, you know, small business makes America, builds America, all these other type of things. Well, California restaurants, they have a new allergen menu mandate, and there are some concerns and costs to the restaurants. Now, Restaurant Association warns that the new mandates create compliance cost and legal exposure for struggling businesses. Now, they've endured, Sacramento has cooked up another ingredient for the restaurant industry, a law that will make California the first state in the nation to require restaurants to list major food allergens on their menus. The new law requires restaurants to indicate on their menu whether each dish contains any of the nine major allergens, and that would include milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, soy, or sesame. And the small businesses protested the bill, and they only they did amend it a little bit. Now, that may sound reasonable, but in practice, according to the industry, this mandate does little to stem one of the biggest risks of allergic reaction associated with cross-contamination, which, you know, in some cases you can do some things about it. So this is just another, according to the Restaurant Association, more of a burden put on them. I would have a question. Does, at a certain age, I'm just assuming, does anybody know what foods they're not allergic to or what ingredients? Chris, are you allergic to anything?
Thankfully, no. Zero allergies.
Zero.
Okay. Zero.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I'm not sure, because they don't mention any money here. And because Californians have already been bombarded by, you know, government-mandated stuff, the state requires warnings for possible carcinogens, and because the state empowers anyone to act as a private attorney general and sue to enforce laws. And so more laws and more, I guess you could say, from a consumer standpoint, for some, that this is a protection for consumers. But I didn't know that this was serious, that they need to come down on this. Again, there's no cost as far as the restaurants saying what this is going to do to them in the restaurants, but there could be lawsuits. There could be lawsuits. You go in and you order something on the menu and it has something and you're allergic to. I don't know much about allergies because I don't have allergies either. But I guess some of them can be pretty darn serious. Well, I am aware of the peanuts, the peanuts one. That's that was a big story about 10, 15 years ago. But putting all this into the menu, those menus are going to get pretty big probably. So anyway, it's just something that they have to contend with, more rules and regulations coming out of Sacramento in an industry that's struggling right now. It's struggling right now. And the, you know, most restaurants, they do their best to accommodate people as it is and so forth. And they, again, according to the Restaurant Association, they just need the freedom to keep doing it and not another government-mandated regulation that many see that it's unnecessary. So anyway, just something for those of you out there. It's never-ending for the government out of Sacramento to do something to make it more expensive to run a business over and over and over and over again. So keep an eye out for that, and you restaurant owners be aware of it because it's not ending. Okay, here. We also have, let me see here. So the school lawyer says what? I don't know. I'm guessing this is in reference to the meeting last night. I don't know what that means. Not sure where that came from, but I appreciate the text anyway. So as far as that, Mr. Kogan, okay, this is the same one that came in. All righty. Okay, so as we're moving along slowly here on this edition, the Right Choice KPRL, let's see here. As we head towards November and December, there's always, the holiday season and so forth, so we will keep you posted on what the schedule will be, not with our, regular shows, obviously on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, New Year's Day, but Thanksgiving Day, that's a dramatic change in our schedule. And sometimes on the Friday after Thanksgiving, and since Christmas is on Wednesday or Thursday, that may change as well. And then also on New Year's Day, there's, we run some specials, or in the case of Thanksgiving, we have the triple header, the tradition, what has now become the traditional triple header from the NFL. So just a way heads up, but as we noted earlier this morning, It flies by fast. With that, Chris, too, because you mentioned that, the thing about October when we first came on this morning. Now, we all know that you're still a young pup, but have you noticed since you've been out of school that the time goes by faster or the same?
Oh, it absolutely goes by faster. I sometimes can't believe myself when I'm saying, yeah, I graduated college 5 years ago. It's like, oh. And it wasn't just in college 5 years ago. I graduated 5 years ago.
Okay, so when you were going through it, was it slow?
Yes, I think so. I think it did feel a little slow.
Okay, all right. And this is from someone who liked going to school. Did you ever want to be a professional student? I had a cousin, my cousin Vicky. We referred to her as a professional student. She ended up in an attorney, but she kept getting all these degrees. I don't know how many you can get, but she kept going. And she was a straight-A student since she was a kid. I mean, she was just a brain. But she kept going to school, getting this degree, that degree, and et cetera, et cetera. Now she's a lawyer in Washington, D.C. An attorney. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling. This has to do with the marijuana thing down in Creston and in Templeton.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I have three honorable, two dishonorable, and one partially honorable and dishonorable ways to deal with a neighbor who's doing something you don't like. One honorable way to do it is just to live with it. You don't like what he's doing, just live with it. The other honorable way to do it is to buy him out. And if you can't afford it, you try to get your neighbors to help you buy him out or her out. The third way is to move away. If you don't like a marijuana plant near you, move. I'm a big private property rights person.
Mm-hmm.
And the two dishonorable ways to deal with a neighbor is one is to kill your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably illegal. The second way is to run to the heavy hand of government and try to get laws passed restricting what your neighbor can do. The partially honorable and partially dishonorable one is to find out something your neighbor doesn't like, do it, and then negotiate. Say, if you stop doing what you're doing, I'll stop doing what I'm doing. Anyway, that's how I think they should deal with... you should do honorably, be a good neighbor, and treat other people honorably. That's my position.
Okay, so you said you're a big property rights person.
Right. If you own the property, you should have the right to do what you please with it, and other people have the same with everyone. Everyone should have that right.
Well, from my understanding, this isn't just an issue when we're talking about this particular product or whatever you want to call it. Is that it doesn't stay the smell, for one, doesn't stay, you know, in one area. So if I have the property next to him, there's a good likelihood it's going to go other places as well. Is that correct?
Sure. That's also true with onions and garlic.
Okay.
Those two crops. I mean, they do the same thing. There are other crops that do the same thing. The smell goes. I can't smell garlic at all. I can't taste it. I can't smell it. But my wife can. We drive up in the area near Gilroy, you know, wherever that area. She smells the garlic on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. Yeah. Should they restrict garlic growing and onions because the smell doesn't stay on the property?
I don't know if one is more offensive than the other, but I guess that's just an individual.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that happens. That's true.
Well, you know, one of obviously the committing a horrendous crime is not the way to go. But the you know, one of the other ones is, do you really want to get into a contest with your neighbor? Because I think what you're saying is, you know, when people come into neighborhoods, they should, and they don't have to, but as a good neighbor, you should probably assess the area and understand where you're moving to and kind of, you know, win in Rome, that type of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm big in win in Rome thing.
But, I mean, you see people in I'll call them regular neighborhoods. They move into a nice neighborhood, and the next thing, they're not keeping up their property. They're doing all this stuff, and it looks trashy. Do they have a right to do that? I guess so.
Absolutely. I guess so. And you can always buy them out.
Well, in today, that's not realistic. I mean, because of the money involved, and what are they going to do? Well, they could resell it. I understand that. But yeah. In most cases, that's not realistic. People don't have the means to do it. But I guess I go back to, again, your point is, you know, sometimes we just have to live with somebody who's not a quote unquote good neighbor.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, that happens.
Now, you might want to buy a voodoo doll and wish things on them. You know, your dirty list there, but I mean, the best we can hope for is that people would move in and understand the surroundings and be a quote unquote good neighbor.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what I had to say.
All right, sir. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. CHP announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period will start at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 31st, and go through 6 a.m. on Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this coming fall for families to enjoy. Applause Children's Theater is a local nonprofit organization built to nurture aspiring young actors in the community. This fall's shows are The Sound of Music and Charlie Brown Christmas in November. For tickets and more information, visit applausechildrenstheater.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump addressing an Asian Pacific Economic Summit in South Korea today, saying he's confident new trade deals will lead to prosperity.
We will build together, we will trade together, we will prosper together, we will thrive together, and above all, we will win together like never before.
He meets tomorrow, this evening, U.S. time, with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Cuba after pounding Jamaica with 185-mile-an-hour winds. Fox's Robert Ray was there.
These intense winds and driving rain, it feels like BBs on the face. We have seen partial roofs fall all off in this area, vegetation pulled up in the mountainside.
Well, this is forecast across Cuba through the morning and then move to the Bahamas later on today. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you excited?
experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Abundant sunshine on your Wednesday. Highs in the mid-80s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s, and we'll do mid-80s again on Thursday. Drop down to the low 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, upper 70s Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, and 70 a week from today with some clouds. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:23 a.m., 6:12 p.m., we are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, KPRL. It is just about 8 minutes away from 8.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and a lot of it out there at the River Oaks community. Okay, yard sale and book sale, household goods, furniture, clothing, and other miscellaneous items, treasures you didn't know you needed, and yummy desserts calling your name. This is the First United Methodist Church at Paso Robles on Creston Road, up that way. Saturday, November 8th from 8 until 2, that's across from the Georgia Brown School. Please help support the local community outreach, and they support ECHO, local schools, Salvation Army, and other things and more. I hope I got this right, Civitas, the Homeless School, not the home, the homeless, the Homeschool Resource Center announcing exciting lineup of community events. Family and Middle School Dancing Hollywood Nights this Saturday the 1st. That's at the Atascadero Bible Church. The Family Dance is 4:30 till 6. The Middle School Dance is 6:30 till 9. High School Dance Under the Stars will be Saturday, November 8th from 6:30 till 9. And what else do they have? Well, they've got the Life Community Church on Ruth Way in Paso Robles, the second annual handcraft fair coming up on the 18th of November. So lots going on, and there you go. There you go. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got dinner for you Wednesday through Sunday, brunch on the weekends, and lunch every single day. Moving along, let's see. We are now at 6 minutes away from 8. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget, put it on your calendar, November 11th through the 13th. Take your unused valuables to sell. Go to BellaJewel.com for that information. All right, leading things off this morning, Joy Miller. Then we have William Perry, Linda Botts, Luna DeVusser, Noah Green, Anthony Montgomery, Kate Morgans, Catherine Fox, Connie Bolin, Anthony Patrick Thomas, Jeb Brown, Doug Davis, Mark and Megan Kretzinger, and Dr. Dan and Jan Blake. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, this list today is... well, you make the decision. Let's see here. Fanny Bryce, 1891-1951. I'm still looking here. Oh, Neil Hefti. He was the composer of the Batman theme and also The Odd Couple and others. Neil was born in 1922. He gone in 2008. Zoot Sims, the sax player, 1925, 1985. He was in the Woody Herman Orchestra and others. Dick Garmick, he was a good college basketball player, not too bad in the pros. 1932, 2020. Sonny Osborne, the Osborne Brothers. Yes, indeed. Wish that I was on old Rocky Top. 1937, 2021. Also on the list, Pete Reichardt, bonus baby, played with the Dodgers and others. Excuse me, the Bums and others. 1939, good linebacker with the Steelers. That would be Andy Russell. 1941, not a bad pitcher. Jim Bibby, 1944, 2010, from the Moody Blues. Denny Lane, 1944. Country singer, Melba Moore, 1945. Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac, 1946. Richard Dreyfuss from Jaws and others. He's a pretty good actor. 1947. Oh, very, very talented actress. Kate Jackson. 1948. Dennis Potvin, hockey player. He was a pretty good player. 1953 is when he was born. And let's see here. Jesse Barfield, All-Star, Gold Glove, baseball, 1959. Michael Carter. Got a couple of Super Bowl rings with the Niners, 1960. Kiki, one of the brothers, Randy Jackson, 1961. Paris, the rapper, 1967. Rufus Sewell, the actor, 1967. Winona Ryder, 1971. Onward we go with the list here. Who do we have? That's a very good question. Miguel Cotto, pro boxer. He was born in 1980. All right, and let's see, Carlson Young, the actress, 1990. That's it, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be a tough one. Passing away on this day, Sir Walter Raleigh, the colonizer and poet, 1618. Terry Garr, yes, indeed, those great commercials that she used to do. She died in 2024. Who else died on this day? Joyce Clyde Hill, founder of the Hallmark Greeting Card Company, which I guess, in, you know, was good and she was ahead of her time, but now we have a Hallmark card for almost every day of the year. Dwayne Allman, guitarist there with the Allman Brothers, 1971, that motorcycle crash. And who else do we have? Jimmy Ryan. He was a baseball player that nobody's ever heard of, except for the fact that he was the first baseball player to punch a sports writer. I bet Dave Kingman has a picture of him up on his wall. And Joseph Pulitzer, yes, the publisher, died in 1911. Oh, George McClellan, the general, he died in 1885. Where is this list coming from? Okay, that's it. Going to the top of the list today, nobody wowed me on that. I mean, I like the Osborne Brothers, but here we go. All right, I'm going to go with Barfield. Now, Jesse Barfield ended his playing career ranked second only to Baseball Hall of Famer Chuck Klein in outfield assists per 1,000 innings. That sounds pretty good. He did have a hell of an arm. Hell of an arm. He got two Gold Glove Awards, Silver Slugger Award, home run leader, and he was an all-star, played primarily with the Toronto Blue Jays, and he had a couple of years with the New York Yankees, and he played 11 years. Injuries caught up with him, and he ended up with the Yokohama Giants in for 1 year in 1993, and he called it quits after that. But anyway, he had a pretty good career. He had over 240 home runs. Jesse Barfield to the kind of top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Councilmember Steve Gregory will be holding office hours this morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Just Baked, 725 12th Street. Councilmember Gregory said these informal, casual meetings are held to allow for positive and open conversation. In previous Paso Robles School Board meetings, trustee Kenny Ennie attempted a motion for a future discussion item regarding transgender students in girls' locker rooms, bathrooms, and sports. The motion was once again brought forward in last night's meeting, but failed to pass 4-3. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by
Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
I was reading this a little bit on Barfield and said that he combined power with great speed. Okay, now I know this doesn't necessarily translate, but he had 66 career stolen bases. Ricky Henderson did that in half a year. All right, another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.